teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cashflow. I'm John Stattmiller.
Good afternoon, everybody. James Martinez here.
I was going to tell you before the program, but I didn't have a chance to call you and tell you. You know what?
Uh-huh.
You got a voice of your own.
Out
there on the left coast.
Right.
Has anybody been paying attention here? I checked your L.A. Times out there. Evidently, they don't drive cars out in California, especially in L.A. and L.A. County. Mm-hmm. I searched the L.A. Times. I didn't find any stories about the big strike here in Michigan. What, do they all drive Toyotas and Hondas out there?
It's all BMWs, Mercedes.
Yeah. A few Lamborghinis. You don't spend much time on Rodeo Drive, do you?
Actually, a good friend of mine lives right near there, so I'm there all the time just watching everybody charge it away.
Well, and you know what? The rich are getting richer. We hear this all the time, James. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Mm-hmm. I am staggered. I'm reading information as to what is going on with people's living, you know, and their money and everything else. And I'll pull it out here after the break. I can't put my finger on it right this very second. Here we are. Yes, I can. Hey, I don't have to wait to the break. You want to read something about the U.S. economy, you can go to Pravda. That's the Russian newspaper. And, you know, they come out and say some very amazing things. Like, say, for minimum wage. That's what people hear that supposedly don't have an education or job training or anybody else, you know, helping them up or doing OJT on a job training. Whatever. If you're out there in the minimum wage market, this has actually fallen 42%. Now, people, the only thing that they know is what's been planted in their head. Oh, the federal government's going to up the minimum wage to whatever, $7.15, I think, next year or whatever it is. But in actuality, adjusted for inflation, that means what everybody out there pays for increased gas prices and energy prices and clothing and food and housing and, well, if they could, they would tax and sell you the air that you breathe. But because of inflation, that the actual minimum wage has fallen 42%. And it is said that 80% of Americans spend more on health care than entertainment. And they say this is due in part, large part, of prescription drugs and the high cost of it. No, that's not just it. You know, people want health care. So what do? Well, they pay insurance companies. They pay a big premium. Now, keep in mind, folks, I don't care, insurance companies, whether they're car insurance, health insurance, whatever insurance, and they probably even have insurance companies for insurance companies out there. But their main job their main job is to collect your premium and try not to pay anything out, and they invest it and get very rich. One of the main reasons why there's been an escalation in health care cost is because of insurance companies, because of the middleman. And I want to talk about this a little bit more because people don't think of where their money's going and why it's going out the door faster than they can bring it in the back door. After being all sweaty and tired out and working real hard, you're producing more, folks, but are you getting paid more? No. Middle class is on its way down, and it was designed to do exactly that, because how can we be competitive in a world market? Well, when we're just so hotsy-totsy and our standard of living was just too high. We'll be back. John Stattmiller, James Martinez. It's Cash Flow. 3 minutes. Be there.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
James, I've come to the rapid conclusion, and by the way, I'm listening to the news today, and mm-hmm. I watch CNBC and MSNBC, and I flip around to, I mean, it's getting so bad, to put the non-news news out there, they're running reruns of Larry King on Headline News at 10 right. o'clock in the morning Central Time, and I'm like, gee, I really need this, but I'm watching the Wall Street Boys, and the consensus is that, well, the union, the idea of the unions are dead, and, you know, I mean, these people just have to get over it. I had a guy on my program yesterday, and I always have been hawking the papers, the Detroit papers, to find out, you know, what's going on in Michigan. Auto mm-hmm. companies, auto-related businesses, and it's pretty scary, but if you look at what has happened to General Motors, which I was a part of the layoffs. I used to be, folks, a factory rat. Okay, I used to work for Hydromatics, a division of General Motors. And at the time, it was the largest plant under one roof. And that's all that they did was make transmissions for the GM cars. And they had some contracts for Jaguar. I mean, believe it or not, GM made some top quality transmissions that even Jaguar would put in their cars. And they were doing fairly well, except they had a problem with manufacturing and labor. Well, it was too cost-intensive, and, of course, every corporation for their shareholders wants to fatten the people's profits that are investing in their stock, so They were always looking for ways to fatten their bottom line, and one of the ways they discovered they could do it was outsourcing overseas. Folks, this industry is all but dead. What has started to happen back in the mid-80s is that General Motors started doing more and more outsourcing. Meantime, our competitors overseas, and this is not all the Japanese's fault, okay? Let me make this clear. Because General Motors had, and Ford, and Chrysler, and remember AMC, American Motors? Remember the little gremlins we used to have out there? Yeah, they got real lazy. I mean, it was so bad that back in the 70s, Chrysler was building cars, and this is no joke. Chrysler was literally building cars that if you owned it long enough, you might be driving down the highway, and the subframe and the car would be rotted out so bad, it would fall. I mean, the body would literally fall off the frame.
Wow.
Ford Motor, that had River Rouge plants back in the 60s making their own steel for their cars, the steel was absolutely garbage, and you could guarantee that your Thunderbird or your Ford would rust out real, real fast. The point of it is that they had a market. They had an entire market, and it was just competition between each other. Well, 1980, if you remember, in the 70s, we had that oil embargo. All of a sudden, the cost of fuel went up. These little cars that Japan was shipping into the country, they were getting good gas mileage when gas was cheap. And people went, well, why would I want to run out and buy a Japanese car? Are they any better? You know, I'm a Ford guy. I'm a GM guy. You know, I'm this guy. I'm that guy. No, I'm brand recognition. I'll go out and buy, you know, my type of car, an Oldsmobile or a Buick. You know, they don't even make Oldsmobiles anymore. But this... part of the problem was there was no competition. So in 1980, when we saw the fiasco and the gear up to make fuel-efficient cars, Chrysler had their K model cars, K-body cars. General Motors had the X-body. Front-wheel drive cars got
man,
great.
You were right there with the whole thing.
I was right in the middle of this stuff, man. I mean, I can...
Literally hands-on.
Literally hands-on. Mm-hmm. And they were pieces of junk, and people bought these things. And it's a shame that they had a rude shock, but that was part of the arrogance of the automakers because they had a market that was sewed up. Okay. But back in the 80s, rather than run their parts divisions, their component divisions, and keep the American people at work at those jobs, they shipped them overseas. 73,000 UAW workers are striking General Motors. At their peak, they had 500,000 workers. They have lost, I do believe the figure is correct, 38,000 GM employees just in the last 4 years alone.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had a guy on the air yesterday that retired from Ford, and he's been hawking the UAW and the auto companies for a lot of years. It was in a position to talk to some high-level people, and this is what they told him. We're going to do away with the unions. We're going to do away with the union workers, and we're going to bust them however we can. So all of what you're seeing in the news, if you're seeing it all in your area of the country, the 73,000 UAW GM workers are out on strike right now. They want to bust this union up entirely. They want to get rid of the unions. And I was watching the financial shows, James, and they were using terms, well, the unions have lost their usefulness. After all, you know, Toyota and other car companies are operating inside this country, and they don't have unions. Well, that may be true, but they don't remember the 30s and the 40s. They don't remember the history. They don't remember how the major auto companies were pretty much abusing people, and they said, hey, we want some consideration here. Now, having said that, now let's be fair, having said that, the UAW, in my estimation, which I was once a member, went to the hilt to protect people that weren't producing, protecting their jobs. I think the UAW was demanding a little much of the car companies because they were still making a lot of money. But there was always this tension between management and union. Look, anytime I work for somebody, I don't want to have any contentions with the boss. I'm there to do a job. Help me do my job. I collect my check at the end of the week. I say, have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday or whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
But that is not what's been happening. They knew. So the foreign automakers have come in, set up shop here to sell their cars. And General Motors is outsourcing all those component parts and everything else, engines, transmissions, I mean, you name it. And they're not doing nothing but assembling cars. They lowered, even though they're not producing what they used to produce, they don't have as many people working for them, their profits are still up. So this is all they care about.
Of course the profits are still up.
Well, of course. And this is all they care about is really the bottom line. They have absolutely, absolutely no feeling for the American people. The people that built these companies, the laborers that were on the floors hour after hour, year after year, building whatever products the engineers designed, these people were the go-to guys to hand them a chunk of metal or a piece of raw material and say, here, make something out of it. And they did.
Right.
And to watch this, folks, 75% of manufacturing jobs have been shipped out of the country. You're starting to understand how and why and the real numbers out there. I mean, even if all the UAW members went on strike, I don't even think that it's over 200,000 people. I think it's only about 175,000 people combined that are still working for the auto companies. If anybody has updated figures on that, or if I'm
let us know.
Yeah, let me know. But this is the middle class. These are the people, James, that would go to work, that would buy homes, buy cars, support the local businesses, their community, send their kids to college for better education and better jobs. This is being wiped out right before our very eyes, and nobody is addressing it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Because why? Oh, that's right. We're in a global economy now.
Right.
Forget your standard of living. And I'll tell you what's going to happen here, and it already is. I'm watching sales figures. I mean, the high-end product and the people that have a lot of money, hey, they're spending like crazy. There's discussion now that, this is going to be the worst Christmas for retail outlets
ever,
in many years. Many, many years. And what are they going to be buying? Barbie dolls with lead in the pants from China or whatever.
Exactly.
The majority,
products made somewhere else.
The majority of these toys, over 80% of these toys, aren't even manufactured in the United States. But they're shipped in here. People go out with their hard-earned money, wherever they're getting it from, with all the manufacturing and all the middle-class jobs that have been eliminated. I mean, this is a real mess. And people do not understand this is a war of economics. If I'm going to compete with somebody in Mexico that's making 75 cents an hour,
right.
Well, don't expect to have a mortgage. Don't expect to have a new car. Don't even expect to have a car because you probably couldn't even afford the fuel to put in the car.
Or the maintenance or anything else,
or
for that matter.
Anything related to it. And it is the death of the greatest country and its greatest middle class, as they say, the real producers in this country. The real labor force out there making the corporations and the companies a lot of money.
Well, I got a copy of In Debt We Trust, Danny Schechter's movie.
Yeah.
And
which, by the way, let's tell the folks that you and Danny Schechter, with that movie, he's going to be on Thursday on the National Intel Report.
Right. And I watched the movie, and it addresses the exact things that you were just mentioning right there. And it goes into very specific detail of stuff that's going on. And it's just – it's informative. It's exactly right on, but it's just sad. I watched that, and then people's families and people all across the country with good intentions are going out to work, losing their houses. They've talked to many students that are just inundated and still paying off credit card debt way after they graduated, and how it's done. It's really, it's pretty scary. It's really scary, actually. And then it shows how the corporations, how they're doing it, and including all the advertising tricks, all the benefits. It goes into the psychological implications of the card itself, whether you are American Express Black Card, Blue Card, this card, all the different things associated with it. It's really pretty – it's right on. It's right on. Highly recommend it.
And this is really distressing. And folks – you know, hey, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but somebody has got to shoot straight with you. Somebody has got to be honest with you. And I've got no compunction to depress people, but to shock them in reality, because this is the reality of America today. We'll break here. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Cash Flow, back in three.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Give you a little idea of how people view America and its economy and Russia that used to be communist. In the Pravda online version, the glowing economic reports are blowing away the middle class. Among rough retail reports, you can still find some gems. Tiffany, the luxury jeweler, profit rose and sales went up 20% to $662.6 million. Other lower-end retailer sales fell across the board. The struggling middle class is feeling the pinch. The uncertain housing market is causing a lot of financial woes. A snapshot of the landscape of the entire home for sale signs would you give you a picture of the slowdown. The middle class is surely being kicked while down. The alluring home market has fallen flat. For the struggling middle class, the number of Americans without health insurance has risen to 2.2 million. There are a total of 47 million people without this insurance. The poor are still poor, and the middle class is struggling to stay middle class. The claim is other sections of the economy are healthy. Then who and what are the reports referring to? Before 1990, the Forbes 400 had a combined worth of $221 billion combined. By June, and we're only talking 16 years here, They were worth $1.3 trillion. Now, the median household income was held at about $44,000. What this means is if the lower to middle class incomes are stagnant while inflation is rising, the healthy economy exists for the rich. There are many ways to make the national economy appear healthy than it is for the average working class family. And as I said earlier, adjusted for inflation, the federal minimum wage has fallen 42%. In June 2006, since its peak, it said that 80% of Americans spend more on health care than entertainment. Partly this is due to the high cost of prescription drugs. The second part is that the number of prescriptions written is higher than ever. The U.S. economy is partly built on the pharmaceutical and food conglomerates. Think about it. If you have to eat, so there is always a market for what the food industry produces. Then again, after you indulge in a process of false foods, you wind up in the arms of the pharmaceutical giants. This is Improvda. Okay, you
want that's the what Provida is saying.
You want the truth? God. Go read a foreign newspaper. In other words, they say the big players in the top rungs are where we find the healthy economy. The U.S. economy is supported by the working class. From taxes to buying habits, the happy reports about the U.S. economy are fueled by feeding the corporate giants. The top is getting heavy, and the bottom half is losing its footing. If the U.S. economy sinks the middle class, it will echo throughout the whole economy. Now, the opportunities for wealth still exist in this economy. The problem is that the industrial giants are in the position of expanding their reach at the cost of the general population. Basically, what the prevailing thought is that the rich spend and keep the money in circulation. Their buying power and consumer spending feed the economy. The question is, whose economy? Sure, Tiffany is enjoying good sales growth, but what about mom and the pop stores selling lower-end merchandise?
Wow. God, who is the writer for Provida? I'd like to say, can you write for USA Today or LA Times or anything like that?
Well, maybe they should buy the New York Post or maybe the Wall Street Journal, you know, rather than some other corporation. Because all this news is constructed for one thing, and that's for business or big corporate businesses. That's what this is about. And if we had antitrust laws, remember that little antitrust laws? That was prevent corporations for scooping up large sections of a market. Would we have an Archer Daniel Midlands right now if the antitrust laws were in place? Would we have giant corporations that they sit around to eliminate their competition? Remember back in the 80s, they had terms like hostile buyouts? If I owned a company and it had stock issued, you weren't safe. They'd come in, buy up your stock, take over your company. It's insane. Everything, it's so far out of the box. People have been shifted into a new paradigm that they absolutely, positively do not comprehend.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. And it's hard to comprehend when there's pressure on your shoulders to survive, pressure on your shoulders to bring in the money, pay the bills. It's hard when you're under duress or anybody you're really stressed out to be able to see that. And then once you do see it, accept it and know what to do next.
We'll take calls after the bottom of the hour break, 800-313-9443. I'm sitting here. I'm memorializing the working class. The majority of the people in this country are in the middle class. Not the working poor, or what have they put poverty level at right now? Right around $12,000-$13,000. If you've got that kind of income, you're below the poverty level. But the problem is that the middle class is now in that poverty level. Mm-hmm. With the rising cost of prices, inflation at 11-12%, their homes, what they've worked for, what they've paid the banks for their mortgages, everything else, that is all being wiped out before their very eyes.
Right.
If you work for a company, is your 401k going to be there? Are your retirement that you paid in to that company going to be there? Chances are no. And this is what happens. I mean, this is what happens in an economy that is going south. There are no standards, no hard and fast rules. It's all fluid and flexible. And we're going to do whatever we can to survive and make money as a company. You, the worker, you, the American, You know, we don't care if you're under a bridge abutment. We don't care if you're living or not. We'll come back with your phone calls, 800-313-9443, right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
By the way, searching during the break here. Now, remember, General Motors at one time had 500,000 employees. It stabilized at about a little over 400,000. They're down to 73,000 right now. And combined. Now, the big three auto workers combined. We're talking Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. They only have 180,000 active employees.
Jeez.
And 400,000 retirees. Now, the big deal with this, the UAW and the auto companies right now are health care costs, retirement benefits. You know, as things were rolling along, if they would have kept their houses in shape, instead of going to Washington and saying, hey, guys, we want to protect some jobs here. And the reverse of that is, well, if we got an opportunity to buy something that's made better, don't people have the right to buy it? See, that's where the rub came in. That's where the arrogance of these auto companies for so many years, because they had a closed-loop market here inside the United States.
Right.
Well, then, rather than waking up and going, hey, fellas, you know, we're the ones that taught people worldwide how to build cars. Remember Henry Ford?
Exactly. What happened?
You know, the Japanese didn't come up with this deal that, hey, you know, we can build stuff and we can maximize labor and we can do this on assembly lines and, you know, things of that nature. No, no. They didn't invent that, and we looked at it and picked it up and brushed it off and made it better. No, it was they that did it, came back in our own backyard and beat us at our own game. Well, woe until to the car companies out there that saw the competition and didn't gain the trust of the American people by putting products out there that were of equal or greater value. So there's a lot of blame here to go around, but the overall agenda is for these car companies to be global, to open up new markets. But here's the problem. I don't know anybody that's going to buy a $30,000 GM car when they're making $5 a day in Nicaragua or wherever. It's just not going to happen.
No.
Let's go to the phones here. Ted in Georgia. Hello, Ted.
Ted, how you doing?
Ted, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
It was my experience that long about 1967 or 68, we had people come into the office that I was working in that didn't have to work. And they put their feet up on the desk very defiantly because they were organized and they had the federal government behind them. And
now, what are you talking about specifically here?
Well, I don't know that I need to be specific because there were people that were hired that were not qualified.
Now, are you talking in the auto companies or in general? Can you just?
I'm talking in general.
Okay.
It happened also in the auto companies. I could also say it happened there.
Uh-huh.
You had people come in that didn't have to work,
uh-huh.
And this demoralized the producers,
right.
The productive people. And this is the reason, in my opinion, one of the reasons anyway, that we had shoddy products, shoddy automobiles with doors falling off,
yeah.
And that sort of thing back right. in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that way throughout the economy. In other words, the quality suffered from it, not only in the auto industry, but elsewhere as well. Now, you mentioned, I've changed subject a little bit, you mentioned the middle class. And when we view the middle class, we have to recognize that part of what they call the middle class today is dependent upon the corporations. And the old independent middle class that we used to have has suffered just like the number of employees in the auto industry has been reduced. The independent middle class has been reduced. Now the middle class, the people in the middle class category as far as income is concerned, a large percentage of them, a much, much larger percentage of them, are dependent on those corporations you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm. But the corporations themselves, they've been the victims of this thing, too.
Yes, they have.
And this is what you might call politicizing the economy.
Well, and Ted, and I agree with you because I know what you speak. Back in the 80s, Ford Motor Company was getting rid of mid-level management. The people that had their feet on the desk. And they said, look, we got to get rid of the dead weight. We got to get competitive. We got to make a better quality product. Still at General Motors, if you were a screw up and you were in mid-level management, they just bumped you up to some place that you couldn't do that much harm. But it was not just management that was like that. It was also the hourly employee. When I worked for General Motors, I did the absolute best job, not just to get by, put my hours in, collect my check on Fridays. I did the best job that I could. And I was really disappointed to be around people that could give a hoot and a holler less what they were doing. And that is part of the union's fault. That's part of the management's fault. But they were always at odds. Well, there was a change back in the 80s. Well, okay, Ford Motor started it. They started profit sharing, input from the workers, pretty much modeled after what the Japanese were doing. If they had production problems, even during an assembly line in cars, the worker had the right to reach up and hit the stop switch to correct that problem so they weren't pushing further problems down the line for the consumer or anybody else. So I fault the lackadaisical attitudes of not only the corporations, but the workers themselves. But what they didn't know, Ted, there was a grand plan to eliminate this high labor cost and to move a lot of these manufacturing jobs overseas to produce the widgets, the components, whatever, for cheaper labor. Send it back, send the finished product or the components back in his country for final assembly, and you eliminated a lot of middle-class jobs out there while they still maintained their profit margins. Who were they selling the products to if you weren't making the products anymore? And now we're starting to see this come home to roost. I've said this about Wally World, Walmart, the big box stores. You know, the consumer's going to get a break here because the products are going to be a little bit cheaper, but you're in there now buying the products off of the shelf that's produced in a foreign country that you are no longer making. Sooner or later, this sweaty little pony is going to collapse. It's going to die of its own weight. And it did.
Well, there's a need for labor unions. There's a need for competitive bargaining. But the labor unions are in bed with the management.
Yes.
Today.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. And they should be looking after the worker. Now, my first job was on the railroad back in the early part of the war. And I had to go and plug in a welding outfit, 210 volts, I guess it was. And I had to go plug it in. I had to stand in a puddle of water when I plugged it in. And those are the conditions you worked under.
Sure, sure. And I used to work for the railroads as well, Ted. I don't know if you knew that. I used to be a brakeman.
Do you two know each other?
No. I used to work for the N&W Railroad. I was a brakeman.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I've been on the railroads. I've been in the auto companies. I've had as many jobs, I think, as many people have bought changes of underwear in their life. But it gave me an opportunity to see things from the inside out. So when I'm critical of things such as this, I know of what I speak. You know, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting back sharpening my pencil in some... I'm not a pencil-neck, white-collar guy just sitting back filling up figures on a paper for my phony baloney job. I'm not an analyst or anything like that. I wasn't paid as an analyst. I'm a realist. I've been there.
Well, you come across as a realist, as having been there.
Yeah, well, there's no phoniness here, my friend. I know of what I speak. Ted, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
All right. And let's go to John from Arkansas. Hello, John.
Hey, John, how are
hello.
You?
Hello. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I want to ask a question. The financial house of cards is falling. My question is, how long do you think it will take for it all to just collapse? And
you're wearing a watch right now? Check it.
That bad.
Yeah, it is. It is that bad. If you're listening,
it's happening right now as you speak.
Yeah. If you're listening, John, if you're listening to the financial boys or the financial shows or whatever, they're now talking about, is the housing market pretty much bottomed out? Are we having a recession? Some areas of the country are still good, and retail sales are up, and this, that, and the other. Absolutely, totally disconnected from really reality. And pandering to the people, the top percentage of this country. These are the people that are still buying the stocks, still making the trade, still doing this, still doing that. The people that have the money to do it.
Well, my second question, is there any hope or future for the middle class in this country? I mean, it sounds as if it's already a done deal.
I don't, to give you a straight up answer on that, I'd have to diatribe you for about 35 minutes. But let me give you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, let me give you the short answer. It's shorter than what James said. No.
Okay.
Now, having said that, will America ever return to its preeminence?
Yeah.
It can and it will if we stop the globalization process, if we change the Congress critters in Washington, D.C., and the people that are in bed, the politicians that are in bed with the CEOs and the corporations.
Mm-hmm.
If we can stop using a fiat currency system that is
also if we can individually do something actively that assists in the process of getting exactly what he's talking about done, otherwise nothing will happen. A lot of people are scared to question authority.
Yeah.
Scares them.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You need to be able to do that.
Well, and John, let me ask you, if you're looking into the precipice and there's nothing there staring back at you, and you know you're one footstep away from forever free-falling into nothingness, then why would you not turn with a little piece of ground that you have left and fight? Mm-hmm. Because you know where it's going.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're in Walmart land, aren't you? You're in whereabouts are you in Arkansas?
Well, not far from where the home thing is.
So you're near Bentonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you guys and about what to do. You know, the common man. I mean, it's really rough when you're held hostage by electric companies, banks. And everything, you know.
Yeah, you know, everybody thought the deregulation was a good thing. Yeah, well, what happened to the phone companies? Well, they were too big. There was kind of antitrust questions that were asked. Okay, we busted them up, made a good show of it. Take a look at the communications companies. They're right back to where they were before. And power companies. I mean, I've said this before, and it was a little communistic in its statement, but these are supposed public utilities. They're not owned by the public. It serves the public, but they're private corporations. Mm-hmm. And I've said before, why are they private corporations if it's something that everybody needs every day? Now, that goes against the grain of free market and all that stuff. But on the question of energy, I mean, how many competitors? If I want to buy a car, how many different people can I go out there and purchase a car from right now?
A lot.
A lot. But how many people can I go purchase my electric from?
You don't have a choice.
There you go.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's one of choice, but it's the way that it's been structured. And you're right, John. Once they have you over the barrel, you either pay up or you do without.
It's sort of like being in Vegas. The house has the odds.
That's right.
And every once in a while you can skip into the place. And I've done this before. I've financed trips by going into casinos and playing blackjack.
Wow.
I walk into a casino. And I'll admit this to people, and I don't care. I've walked into casinos with a certain amount of dollars in my pocket that I'm willing to risk, a couple of $100.
Yeah.
And I'll walk out of their casino with $600 or $800 in my pocket. I will finance my trip using their casinos because I know how the game is rigged. I know that the house doesn't lose. If they do, and this is where a lot of people that gamble get into problems, you take a little profit, you walk out.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people will walk in there, they get along a little hot streak and go, hey, I'm on a run. And before too long, your chips are down and you're out the door feeling
and
very,
and they charge
very
it bad on their credit cards.
There you
go.
I need a cash advance on this car that's already almost maxed out.
That's right.
Because I know I'm going to win, but I'm going to lose twice here.
But if you know the way the game is played, you can play the game by their rules, but you know when to get out.
Right.
Yeah. And see, that's the option that we're not given.
Why does it take a bank loan to buy a TV nowadays? I can't figure that out.
Well,
I'm asking stupid questions.
No, well,
I mean, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, John. You're the unwashed and the unclean. You were the person that was out there in the middle class that was purposely kept dumb. Okay.
Yeah.
Not given the proper information so you could educate yourself and make choices. If we had the game plan before and we knew where this is headed, I think people would have taken steps without being afraid and turned on that little precipice, you know, one step away from oblivion, and turned and said, you know what, for my sake, for my children's sake and their children, my grandbabies, you know, I'm going to preserve America. I'm going to preserve the free market. I'm going to preserve our form of Republican government.
Right.
I'm going to do those things. They had not a clue. They were busy out there living life and working and taking vacations and buying toys and, well, enjoying life because it provided a lot for us.
Right, it did.
Well, now it's not. Those who giveth are there to taketh away, and they are doing exactly that right now.
It's true.
See, this economy, this type of system, does not fit with global government. It does not fit.
Therefore, it must be eliminated.
It is being eliminated.
It is being eliminated.
Take a quick look. Look, go up on a high peak there in Arkansas and take a look around.
Okay.
You know, the sidewalks and the trees and the roads and, you know, everything's still there. But it's been hollowed out.
Okay.
The very essence that made this country great, the people that were willing to work, the innovators, the idea guys, they have been eliminated. That arena in which to compete has been eliminated and controlled.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate your call, John.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
You can hear
that was
intense. You can hear that in his voice. You can hear it. Tell you what, when we get back from the break, I want you to explain to people, James, because this is important, and we see the handwriting on the wall. We've made plans to give people at least a little temporary relief out there. And if you've not caught on yet, well, then obviously you've got enough money that you could weather any storm and still survive quite nicely. That is not the majority of America out there. The majority of America, the millions and millions and millions of people that have been dependent on jobs, on the system that we've been given, the rules have changed. The parameters have been expanded. The same rules do not apply anymore. And my analogy to this, James, is two teams hit a baseball field and they're playing a baseball game, except the other side's playing by different rules, and you wonder why you're still losing.
Right, and you keep playing.
And you keep playing, and you keep trying to win. Man, you're sweating it. You're giving it your all. But you're not getting any further ahead, and the score is going way up.
Right.
But not in your favor. When we get back, James, I want you to tell people exactly what they can do, at least on their financial front, against this tsunami that's hitting us, what they can do to take some personal responsibility and charge of their life. Don't be scared, folks. Be prepared. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Let's try to squeeze one more caller in here. Jack from Texas. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Yeah, question.
I've been listening, first time caller, first off. I would like to think that I'm at least somewhat informed of some of these topics that you've been talking about, but there's one persistent question that I still have for myself as far as being ultimately prepared for some of this stuff. In the absolute worst case scenario, say a complete economic collapse of the magnitude of 29, possibly greater, hyperinflation, whatever that those worst case scenarios are, beyond being prepared, say, in the way of, say, a food supply, a water supply, being armed for self-defense, mm-hmm. beyond that, as far as an economic or something in the way of a monetary, and here's where I get lost, something to use as far if the dollar is not worth anything, holding gold and silver, but you don't use gold and silver on a daily basis to make transactions,
right.
What do you do from an economic standpoint to prepare yourself? If that makes any sense, that's what I'm trying to ask.
Well, I'm not quite understanding the question because you got most of the bases covered except for you got the food,
right.
You got the self-protection down. What are you going to do about lodging? Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay, you own it outright?
Yes.
Okay, what about what about the property taxes?
Well, that's an issue.
Yeah, there you go. Because you really don't own your home.
Right,
a yearly rent on that. If you don't pay your property taxes, they will come and take your house to sell it and to satisfy those taxes. So you're not out of the woods yet. You got to figure a way of paying those property taxes as well.
Well, in previous years, now again, I'm not sure, it's never been tested to this point, not to get off point of what we were talking about, but a few years back, I went through some processes of trying to file some allodial land titles at the county level.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, it's not been tested. I don't know if that would hold or not.
Well, some people have been successful doing that. That's always been a big question because here in Texas, they actually had the school funded through the property taxes. And, well, you must be aware of this. You're from Texas. And they found it to be illegal and unconstitutional.
Right.
But,
wow.
You know, the property tax has always been a big issue. This is what the corporation has set up to pay for municipal services and functions and so on and so forth. So they group everybody that's property owners, business, homeowners, whatever, and they lay out a budget and say, well, this is what we need to do our plans, to pay our bills, and this is your fair share. Even though you may not have kids in the public school system, even though that you may not take advantage of the services that the corporation itself offers, that has always been a big contention. And even worse, as I said, the yearly rent. Even if you don't use anything, you don't use garbage service, you don't use anything of that sort, garbage pickup, you know, why are you still paying the property tax? Because you're in the corporation, that's why.
Right. Well, yeah, okay.
All right, so, and for rural people, property tax, you still have to pay it. Now it's the state. It's the state corporation that demands money for you living on that land that you own. Bad idea.
Yep.
There are other ways to collect revenues, to function in our communities and cities without the use of property taxes. And again, it's kind of like wealth distribution, isn't it? So in order to answer your question, we'd need a little bit more time to dig around in your brain a little bit more, but that's the short skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah, I was just curious in the way of, say, as opposed to holding top of, you know, say, silver bullion, gold bullion.
Yeah.
You know, average person, I wouldn't have a clue how to function with that, but say gold coin or silver coin.
Well, if you need a new roof on your house, gold coin will probably take care of it. It's still going to be worth money. You can still cash that out in the local currency.
Right.
If that's what you need to pay it back into the matrix. Hey, we're out of time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Call James Martinez. You got credit cards. You eliminate the debt. Call
310-201-6536, or you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
And I, my friend, will see you tomorrow. I think people are going to be real appreciative of the programming that we're doing because it's just started. It's going to get a lot worse. Start thinking about your financial future. Free up some liquidity because you're going to need it. We'll see you tomorrow.
With